The bill is now headed for the governor's desk. It paves the way for the largest mine ever proposed in Wisconsin. Opponents of the bill say it was written for the Gogebic Mining Company that plans a four-mile-long pit mine in Ashland and Iron counties. Democratic State Representative Nick Milroy lives near Superior and says he's seen the environmental damage caused by iron ore mines in northern Minnesota. He says the sponsors of the bill ignored the environmental concerns of people who live closest to the proposed mine.
You failed to listen to the people who are going to be most affected. Instead, you've sold us out to the highest bidder. So this is going to be the process. This is going to set a pretty nice precedent. I'm glad that Wisconsin's open for business. I'm sad that it's for sale to the highest bidder.
Milroy and the entire Democratic membership of the Assembly who voted against the bill say it allows the mining company to fill in streams and wetlands and threatens to pollute Lake Superior. They also predict the mine will never be permitted because the Bad River Indian Tribe will challenge its constitutionality in court. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill will protect the environment and lead to needed jobs both at the mine and for companies in other parts of the state that supply the mine.
We do everything we possibly can to make the bill constitutional to ensure that it protects the environment and that it will actually create jobs. I think it accomplishes all three goals, and I'm really proud of the fact that the bill that we're supporting is going to be signed into law.
Governor Walker released a statement last night applauding the passage of the bill, calling it good news for the thousands of unemployed skilled workers in the state in need of jobs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.